Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on today's wrestling news, more WWE superstars weigh in on the Vince McMahon allegations.
Seth Rollins echoes an AEW star's comments on CM Punk.
We've got an injury update on a top star following WWE Elimination Chamber.
And news on a big TNA talent meeting over the weekend. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Michael Hamflett.
And this is the news.
It is, and is often the case, we kind of have to start with the biggest story in wrestling. Yeah. And it's likely to be going forward, it's Vince McMahon and WWE sex trafficking lawsuit and a lot of the things coming off the back of that. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of wrestlers doing media, mm-hmm. with it being WrestleMania season, as was the case at Elimination Chamber over the weekend over in Australia. And now we're at a position where wrestlers are probably expecting, in a lot of cases, to be asked questions about this. And as they should, I suppose, if you're in a position to sort of get access to a wrestler or indeed Triple H or Shawn Michaels and the like, we have lots of cases now where ask the questions, like, you know, they can get answers.
Yeah.
John Cena and Randy Orton speaking on it last week to varying results. And there was more this weekend from Alex McCarthy, who was working both for Inside the Ropes and for the Daily Mail. He spoke with Becky Lynch and Kevin Owens, who offered their sort of separate thoughts on the matter. Becky Lynch first said, quote, "I've been fortunate in my career that I've always felt supported by the company. These allegations are horrible. It's hard to reconcile. As a talent and as a woman, my experience in WWE has only ever been amazing. Yes, in the beginning, there were some restrictions put on things. We couldn't punch, we had to hair pull. There were weird things there. Being able to push forward, push women forward, I'm grateful for that and the opportunity to have my family. This company," and she leaves a pause, "some of these things are hard to reconcile." Kevin Owens later on said, quote, "Everything that's come out is awful, just terrible. There's really no words to describe how sad this makes me feel. If the people who spoke out went through what they went through, that's terrible. It's shameful and can't ever happen again. That's what it comes down to." So, yeah, a lot of these wrestlers are discussed. It's going to be quite a conflicting set of emotions, I would guess, for people that have either had good experiences with the McMahons or within the company or in the ways that things have shaped their own life. And I think, you know, just speaking, editorialising, I suppose, I think wrestlers have a right to speak to the quality experiences they've had, so long as they are able, as both have here, kind of to acknowledge the reality of the allegations that are facing Vince McMahon. And indeed, we mustn't forget this, WWE, the organisation, is named in this lawsuit, so it represents a corporate culture, one that these people still work within and obviously must feel their own sense of sort of sadness, disappointment, all those kind of conflicting emotions. And I would just say, the message is here. Obviously, continue to ask the questions, continue to believe survivors and listen to those that want to speak out if more indeed do come forward. As usual, all of our reporting on this will feature links below in the description to this video to various causes and charities where you can get help if you feel needed or you feel like you've been affected by anything we're talking about here. And it might not go on today, but the donate to Rain button, as has appeared on all of our coverage of this story, will appear on this video too. You can donate directly to Rain. They do fantastic work, and the running total will be on this video at some point.
Yeah, I mean, not really a lot I can say to comment on this. I thought they handled it really well. I to a certain extent, I understand that wrestlers, will be conflicted. They've been in the company and they've worked with Vince for many a year. Having said that, I think these two have handled it the right way in terms of you can't just say, well, I had a good experience in WWE, so we'll just dismiss everything else or act like, well, if Vince was nice to me, he couldn't possibly have done some of the heinous acts he's been getting accused of.
John Cena's example wasn't the right one to set, potentially, so maybe we'll see some different, some different ways, I guess, some wrestlers trying to navigate this. You know, they're put on the spot ultimately in the, very literally in the spotlight, whilst not necessarily the ones under the gun.
Yeah, exactly. As Hamflett said there, please do go and support the charities like Rain for people who've suffered from this. And as we always say, most importantly, believe survivors. Right, let's move over and talk about wrestling storylines. Now, Seth Rollins, given his thoughts on CM Punk and echoing a former stablemate of his, now one of the biggest people in AEW, Seth Rollins sat down with Wrestle Radio Australia to talk about CM Punk and, echoed John Moxley by saying, I mean, I don't want to say I told you so, but me and a lot of other people told you so. What's the line? Fragile mind, fragile body, fragile ego. I think somebody that I know said something like that about him, and it rings true. Here's the deal, and I told him this in the ring. If you want to find your way to me in the World Heavyweight Championship, you're going to have to work for it. The deal is he's going to have to work a little harder now. So, Seth, still reminding us that one day we will get back to him versus CM Punk. If you remember, Moxley made those comments in the build to their world title match in AEW when Punk suffered the injury. Moxley is the interim champion and all that, and the Rocky storyline, whatever that was.
Because they worked Punk's injury as a way for Moxley to use those lines, wasn't it? And then what happened kind of happened. And
a bit of a mess.
And all that.
Or it was, it was a bold decision that some people, myself included, wasn't really a huge fan of. Seth Rollins always keeping a few irons in the fire, and he's a cheeky little scamp, that boy.
Yeah, I think the reason why I thought this mirrored Moxley's comments in such an interesting way was that back then that was within the confines of the story, but you could feel the reality coming out of Moxley. This too is within, obviously there's a fiction here. There's a Seth Rollins CM Punk match down the line that was going to happen at WrestleMania, it now seems, and was sadly lost due to the Punk tricep injury. But it's got to be on the docket, right? Obviously Drew McIntyre feels like first bit of business for Punk.
Yes. Return,
but the Seth Rollins match is absolutely there on the table. So Rollins may well feel plenty of what he's saying, but he also knows at this point that whatever they say about each other is potentially contributing to a massive, massive bit of business they can do together. If you, and this is the thing with CM Punk, and there have been other examples, but Punk is the most current one, ultimately it's a tightrope. If somebody says or does something, everyone can fall off the tightrope, ultimately. Mm-hmm. But if you walk it, there is a perfection that you can find where reality meets fiction and you get pro wrestling.
Only really like that with CM Punk, isn't it? Particularly right now. And, Drew McIntyre, spoilers everyone, won the Elimination Chamber. Mm-hmm. He will face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. And Punk said he's going to be involved in one way or another. We've pitched before having him on commentary for at least the World Heavyweight Championship match. And having both guys saying stuff like this about him would lead to some amazing responses, let's say, from CM Punk.
I'm all up for a triple threat featuring Sami Zayn. And
yes.
Punk's like, hate you, you, Sami Zayn. And all of a sudden a friendship that you wouldn't have expected is the one that is formed out of these two hated enemies.
But CM Punk won't be involved in the match itself, but may be involved in quarantine. He may also be involved in our live show. That's subject to change.
Yeah.
It's Always Sunny at What Culture goes down on the Sunday of WrestleMania. It's Sunday lunchtime. You'll have plenty of time if you're going tonight to a WrestleMania, which we are. We're all just going to get a big Uber together. You'll have plenty of time to get over there for that. We're the meat in your WrestleMania sandwich. Tickets are still available for the brilliant Underground Arts in Philly. VIP sold out. General admission still available if you want to come and join us for that and celebrate night one. Look forward to night two. Miller's going to be there. Hashtag bloody good quizzes. All that good stuff. WhatCulture.com/tickets.
Show is also going to be, maybe not there, but at WrestleMania.
Who's that?
Finn Balor, it would appear. We've got a bit of an update on what appeared to be, to look at him, quite a nasty little injury that he suffered at Elimination Chamber. He's in the Flipping Judgment Day and the tag belts are hopefully going to be on the line at WrestleMania. I've got my feelings on who they should face, but we'll save that for podcasts wherever you want to get them. They defeated Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, the new Cats Republic, at Elimination Chamber.
Good match.
It was, but Balor might disagree with that because he seems to be suffering with some terrible thumb pain. There was a lot of blood.
Yes.
And then he was kind of doing that thing. You know when you, mere mortals, when we just try and shake something off, if we've sort of fallen over, wrestlers try
usually a hangnail for me.
Yeah, wrestlers, and you there in person, like Finn Balor, try and shake off things like the head getting caved open or a thumb potentially being broken live on camera. He is looking in absolute agony trying to hold the belts up. So he's caught doing that, and there was a little bit of concern. Brian Alvarez was the one to come forward following Elimination Chamber and say, quote, "Then we had Finn Balor, who at the end of the match holds up his hand, his thumb is bleeding like crazy. Man, he sold that thing big, and we weren't sure if he'd broken his thumb or cut it open. Apparently, whatever it was, he's all all right.
For you.
So that was from Alvarez. One can assume that, like, a source has told a source has told a source that at least he's not taking, like, any major time off. He might have his hand in a cast or whatever, or he might need some assistance in the clubhouse.
Yes.
In the clubhouse.
The worst case scenario, I suppose, would be you'd have to do sort of free bird rule and have Priest and Dominic Mysterio, for example, defend the titles. But that's not really what you want, as much as Dom is absolutely despised, as we saw on Saturday. You want the best two in the Judgment Day in the match at WrestleMania for the tag titles, one would assume. And yeah, a little bit of concern. I wasn't sure if he'd like dislocated his thumb and then had to pop it back in, or it was just the cut, or it was broken, or what, or it was just the after effects of having a match with Pete Dunne, for example.
That's it, right? Play up to it. If Finn Balor wants to like do a thumbs up on Raw and can't, Pete Dunne should claim that and then go for Pretty Deadly thumbs or something like that on SmackDown. Like, anyone that's doing that, all of a sudden Pete Dunne just rocks into shot, bites the thumb, and then breaks it.
It's good. I hope he's okay, because I love his.
And he can't do that without a thumb extension. Like The Rock doing the
blood. Not that I ever pay any attention to his arms. I'm looking at his ridiculous abs. But nevertheless, yeah, glad to hear he seems to be okay.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favourite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture. Let's talk finally about TNA. Obviously, lots of talk about them recently with the removal of Scott D'Amore, and then there was all the Hourglass stuff, wasn't there, on social media, and reports of unrest as a result of all that. Apparently, there was a big meeting with the promotion's new bosses over the weekend, though, and the report seems to suggest that there's clearly disappointment, obviously, with Scott D'Amore's departure, but thankfully, nobody in TNA right now is just going to give up on the hard work they've done to put TNA in such a good place, because it was in a hell of a place to start the year. It just seemed to have kind of screwed up their plans a little bit.
It's TNA'd it a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. One big name wrestler, according to this report, was originally looking to leave in the midst of this recent news, but they've now decided to ride it out after the weekend's TV tapings and the aforementioned meeting. Apparently, the new management seems to be more open to discussion than they previously were when this all sort of kicked off, which is a relief because, yeah, there was just, like you say, that feeling of, oh no, you've just, you know, relaunched as TNA, you've got all this buzz about you, you're, you know, a viable sort of alternative, and then you as you often do in TNA, hit the self-destruct button, mm-hmm. Because they've got such brilliant talent there.
Yeah, I have my suspicions on who that top name might be, and I think mm-hmm. you're probably all thinking the same person, but we'll not name for speculation. We don't want to cause any sort of discontent there. But yeah, a number of the talents, as you say, with the Hourglass and the initial protests when Scott DeMore got fired, kind of making no secret of their disdain for the decision. Interestingly, from that story, the management aren't going to go back on the Scott DeMore thing, it seems. They're going to, like, call it digging your heels, call it just backing yourself, however you want to frame that. It does feel like that decision has been made and talent are being told now in a nicer way than that Zoom meeting where they were just had the rug pulled, that look, this is how we're going to go forward with it. So it doesn't feel like the end of the tunnel for TNA, but like obviously they've got to be, the management especially have got to be seen to be trying to make positive steps with the talent to get their morale back to maybe where it was just before 2024.
Yeah, and I can understand, you know, the higher ups in TNA wanting to try and move past this so that the reporting's back about, you know, people like Jordan Grace, Josh Alexander, the talent in that come Joe Hendry, particular favourite of ours, of course. So we can get back to talking about storylines and matches that they're putting on rather than backstage political shenanigans. I mean, it's part of the business, but you'd rather be talking about just good matches.
Yeah, good matches and good shows.
Yeah. Right, let's
move on. Caps if you need them.
More on that later. We'll be talking about the Elimination Chamber on our live review on YouTube, What Culture Wrestling podcast on YouTube, and What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from, of course. Let's move over to your Twitter questions now, though, on X, of course. Lord Shaper starts us off. Thank you, my lord. So with Liv Morgan once again being the second last person in a multi-person match, do you think something's going to come from this always a bridesmaid spot she seems to be in?
I thought this was quite impressive, having your cake and eating it too, booking from WWE here. There. Like Liv Morgan getting a flash win on Bianca Belair and thus being the runner-up gives her something like else along with the Royal Rumble and a couple of other missed opportunities to say, oh, I was just so close. I think she's just been presented as per Elimination Chamber as the perfect post-WrestleMania challenger for either Becky Lynch or Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, I think there's a heel turn in her future.
Yeah, she's sort of telling her own story with the Rhea Ripley thing, blaming her for so much of the stuff that's happened to her. Meanwhile, should Becky Lynch get the title, Liv Morgan's growing frustration will play into, again, being a great first challenger. I will give Liv Morgan credit as well. When she pinned Tiffany Stratton, who was kind of an unexpected crowd favourite in the Elimination Chamber, she leaned all the way into how much that annoyed people. And I like those instincts. I like her spotting, this is really going to knock people, this. Oh, well, might as well make hay while the sun shines.
I love the weird, you know, I get Rhea Ripley gets cheered in Australia or Zelina Vega gets cheered in Puerto Rico. I love the random, this random country likes this random wrestler. Australia, Tiffany Stratton,
The UK and Bailey.
UK Bailey, Puerto Rico, Io Sky. Baron Corbin and France.
I was thinking about this. Wolf Dogs defend the title at Backlash.
Oh, 100%.
Headline the show. That's where they leave.
Not headline the show because you obviously have the new world champion Tony D'Angelo.
Well, he's also on Backlash.
Popping on main roster. Right, let's move on. But I'm excited to see what Liv Morgan does. I'm excited, intrigued to see what Naomi does at WrestleMania. We'll talk more about that, no doubt, in the coming days. Stuart Benny says, with the result of the Men's Elimination Chamber, does it seem likely that Drew will beat Seth only to have Damian Priest cash in and take the title from him? After all, it's been Drew who stopped Damian from cashing in a fair few times now. That finally seems like we have a path for Damian Priest in the briefcase, doesn't it?
Yeah, it did cross my mind that Drew's sort of awkward alliance with the Judgment Day kind of fell apart around Damian Priest. And as soon as he's now got that clear run to the title, either Damian Priest screwing it up for Drew, at WrestleMania of all places, when Drew's basically, he's kind of called his shot, as like, here's going to be my redemption, now I've won the match. Yeah. So either Damian screws it up in a heist or then cashes in quite soon after. I think the interesting thing, like,
well, hey, who knows, the Raw after WrestleMania might be good.
Well, it'd be a twist, wouldn't it? Like, the interesting to me anyway, the permutations of WWE in general after WrestleMania, because let's hope and pray Cody Rhodes finishes the story right.
He will.
It feels like now Raw is becoming the A show again, based on like the big Netflix deal and all that sort of, and Cody in general. I think Cody and what we consider Roman's title will move to Raw, leaving SmackDown short of an actual top star to carry the brand.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So Drew McIntyre or a Sami Zayn or a Damian Priest or maybe even a CM Punk look like hot favourites to take that spot. Like, you can't, I know that you can't have both belts on both brands. So whether or not they put a draft in place, something like that, at the moment, I would be looking not just at who's going to win that belt, but who is going to be SmackDown's guy. Mm. Who's going to be the person that takes that brand forward in that men's division,
yeah,
like across those first summer months post-WrestleMania. And right now, Drew and Damian feel like the 1 and 1A.
Final question today comes from Timothy Farmer, who says, pitch for WrestleMania 40 weekend. A Hall of Fame announcement for John Cena, where he announces his retirement match against his greatest rival, Randy Orton. They've never had a one-on-one match at the Showcase of the Immortals.
I would happily see them in a 60-second Iron Man match. Like, just FUs, RKOs, just bang, 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 bang.
That's Spot the Rumble. Oh, me and you. WrestleMania. And the crowd like, nah.
Right.
I think, you know, long-term, I would happily have one more John Cena, Randy Orton match for old time's sake. I don't think it, certainly don't think it needs to happen at this WrestleMania. I don't know whether it needs to happen at any WrestleMania, arguably.
Oddly, considering that it's one of the ones ending in a zero, it doesn't feel like a very Cena WrestleMania, this, does it?
No.
Like, 30 had the Austin Rock Hogan thing at the start, and then it was like, right, on to business. This one doesn't feel like it's going to have something similar. Like, I don't know if that's a Triple H vanity thing where he wants this to be a very much a right now.
Yeah.
Here's the roster, here's the stuff, here's my great creation
did
playing
that,
out.
They were always Triple X, didn't they?
He did, yeah. So, doesn't really feel like there's a place for John Cena at the moment, but we'll see. I guess he's out in kayfabe selling the Solo Sikoa beatdown, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he's retiring at WrestleMania 40.
Nah.
Far too quick a turnaround to suddenly be like, by the way, this is happening. And he said recently he could go for another few years.
Yeah.
Just be very sporadic appearances and very John Cena matches. Basically.
Can it top the Austin Theory one from last year? That's what we've got to be asking ourselves. Big shoes to fill.
Let's know your thoughts on that and everything we discussed in the comment section below. And while you're at it, why not check out this video? We'll see you soon.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.